What's good, yo? It's your boy, One to Dial. Sitting here chilling with the Hip Hop Digest Show.
You don't think I'm gonna let you foul this cup with your black mouth, do you? Hold your hands out. Don't y'all think I love niggas just because I'm giving you water? I hate y'all. Hate you. All of you. You are the cause of all the trouble we're having around here. All this ravishing and burning. Yankee and nigger soldiers all over the place. They're stealing and killing. They done killed my boy and my man. And you are the cause of it. And I hope to God they kill you. I'd kill you myself if I weren't God-fearing. Look what you done to me! Look what you done! Done!
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And yep, it's E Green here. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
Salute.
Sir, we here.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome to the Digest. Everybody tuning in, I'm going to take this time to run a commercial. All right, if you're a new listener to the Hip Hop Digest and you want to get in, all right, got to go to the GroupMe app. Once at the GroupMe app, what do they search for? Hip Hop Digest Show?
Hip Hop Digest Show.
At some point in time, the moderator, E Green, will hook it up. You'll get hooked in, you get plugged in, but you're not in.
You're not in.
Okay.
Until you answer some questions.
Right. And those questions are, simply put, what are your personal, and I emphasize personal, top three MCs?
Yes.
Okay. We don't need a historical list. We don't need to be impressed. You're personal. And the first piece of music you bought with your own money, tape, CD, cassette, reel to reel, 8-track, whatever. You know what I mean? That's what we need to know to get you in, to get you official. Then you in. So you want to know the background talk and offline talk. There it is right there. Hip Hop Digest Show, GroupMe app. Get in.
Let's get it.
All right. So I did the commercial. All right, gentlemen. So I guess I should just jump right in the pool, huh?
Jump on in.
Let's get it out of the way, man. I know. I already know what you're talking about. Let's get it out of the way.
All right. Well, look, I'm just going to frame this because there's so many tentacles, okay? There's a lot of tentacles in this situation, but I'm going to just frame it as first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the rap lyrical battle that never was.
Mm. We're continuing the one we talked about last week?
Well,
there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them. And the reason why I say that is never was is because can there in this environment really be rap battles? I'm not saying beef. I'm not saying, even though this stuff may turn to beef because you have very well-paid celebrities with thin skin and taking a lot of this personal. But I'm going to say rap battle. So it's the landscape is all messed up. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to use the P. Diddy words. The landscape is all messed up. It's messed up when you got people of sound mind saying Chris Brown has harder bars. Okay?
Chris Breezy.
I mean, come on, man. What is this? I mean,
let's
this
see
is...
if you run it, run it.
Them Breezy bars is crazy, son.
So, but
top that... five Mount Rushmore, nigga.
But
oh!
When...
What you talking about, son?
Woo!
And there's one... Back in the days, I remember, I think it was Ice Cube and Killer Mike. I think they made a record. I don't know the name of the record. But I was like, oh, the Ice Cube gets an exemption. Ice Cube has now been removed from that lofty position of an exemption. Mm. Seems like he's going GOP on us. But, you know, that's...
But his musical history is gets erased.
No. His musical history. But the Ice Cube exemption. There's a new person that is now gets the exemption.
Uh-oh.
And you won Richard Ross.
Oh, my God. You reach him, B. What is he getting a pass for?
Right. Why does he get a pass?
Because
he likes his music?
He's the only one. Tell me who else who really addressed this the way it should be addressed. He took the formula that was laid out by his contemporary, you know, with the white boy Drake on the album cover picture. I mean, threw him out there, threw him under the bus, nose jobs and shit, and calling him white boy. I mean, he did it the right way. Who else? You talking about I'm reaching? You name somebody who did it the right way.
So there is none. I'm going to say the reason why you're probably reaching is because he took such big shots at your favorite person, mm-hmm. is why you like this one so much.
Yep. Because it's B.
Because all why don't you like the Chris Brown going at...
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I got to get in before I lose my shit. The reason you are looking at Ross like that is, yes, he took certain elements of battle rapping and went at him. But when you survey this shit for like what it really is, he's doing exactly what the young boys are doing. Okay. And it's all about who got more money, who got the bigger house and shit like that.
Okay,
yo.
So was there a lot of element of that in his lyrics? Yes, I give you that. But just like Pusher T, he took the essential. The rest of these cats ain't even taking the essential elements.
You're right.
And the who got more money is the unfortunate era that we're going to be in. So, of course, Ross is talking about property, which I'd rather him talk about property investments than guns or coke.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And in that, I don't know, B, that's why Ross, Richard Ross, exception now exists, because he's the only one other than Pusher T, because he basically took the Pusher T and then moved it forward again, once again on blackface. The thing about it, Ross, it was an easy layup. Drake is so easy. I don't understand why cats just don't hammer him. He's so
for whatever
easy.
Reason. He's not even fucking replying.
They need a job, B. They know this nigga's connected.
Oh, B.
And he has influence.
Yeah.
They do not want to fuck with him on that level.
Yeah,
they need jobs.
He is a walking economy. Matter of fact, I was thinking he probably needs a new nickname amongst the many nicknames. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to start calling him the S&P 500 because niggas is so scared.
You're going to call it whatever that Canada's equivalency is.
Yeah. The Canadian equivalent of the S&P 500. Right. I mean, because... And then, of course, I don't know. I'm reading rumors about that Drake is got ownership in a publishing house, which owns all the major rap cats on some percentage. And
good for him.
And then, of course, names and Kanye West talking about, you know, yeah, it's time to get him out of here. And I'm just like, B, just do the basics. Do what Ross did. I'm advocating it. Yeah. You're right. Is he dissing the cat who I think deserves it the most? Yes, he does. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, took time to make the album cover. You know, took time to put him on the spot. Nose jobs and shit.
And what was that, about a week ago?
Forgotten already. Yeah.
Nothing back. This is probably one of the least, and I mean, washed out, bullshit ass situations that rap has had in a long time.
So, and it points to another thing. Again, no outrage. This nigga using AI. Okay. Your Tupac voices and shit. B, there's no... That's why I called it the rap lyrical battle that never was. Because it really never was.
We're talking about everything except the bars.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? So that is why, to me, from the very fucking beginning, went with K-Dot with his sneak dissing once again. I don't care what nobody says.
No, yes, and I'm so tired of that.
From there, I was out, and then you know I'm can't help but see the records that come out as they're leaked or whatever the fuck they're calling it, and they're trash. So I haven't really paid attention. And then I heard that Chris Brown one. And, you know, we give it 30 seconds, right? But 30 seconds turned into me listening to the whole song. Like, God damn. He's better than these other dudes. But that's not giving him any kind of trophy. It's actually still below par. But he, a singer, dancer, whatever he calls himself, had better bars than all of these other people so far, including the little dude from LA.
Hey, B, it is just horrific, this whole thing. And it really goes to show you that the one thing about this thing, And I think that's probably why a gang of young bulls and why we probably never really can or could connect. I don't care what Bus doing. I don't care what Raekwon doing. I don't care what a lot of Chuck D. I don't care what a lot of politicians is doing. Okay, but for most of us, that's the reason why we probably can't connect with our younger guys, because they're not about it. They are not about it. J. Cole apologizing and all this carrying. Oh, they just not about this, yo. They just not about it.
I still see people trying to defend that action. That's a fireable action, B.
It's fireable under the old rules and the old laws. As he just stated, these niggas ain't about that.
Right.
And that's clearly. not just individuals. It's just a whole generation.
Right.
It's the way they was raised. Yeah. It's how they brought up in this hip-hop thing. First of all, they wasn't brought up in hip-hop.
They were not.
So right. I blame us. I always blame us. Because that's our children, grandchildren that are growing up that don't know shit about hip-hop. Because we didn't teach them. So that's A1. And number two, these niggas... If you did try to teach them, some of them, they're looking at you like it's old nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I don't need that. As long as I'm getting the bag, I'm good. Whatever you talking about don't mean shit.
That's the goal these days, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine, as we've said forever on this shit. Go get them bags. But don't try to say that you're one of us, because you're not.
So, and that's the thing. It's very interesting. Back to your boy, the Canadian equivalent at S&P 500. Drake fans clown Future Metro Boomin over tour sales. Now, isn't this funny? This is funny. So we know when the walking economy goes on tours, there's an instant sellout wherever he goes. Okay. The tickets were on sale for 2 days, and Future and Metro Boomin had sold 40%. They were just on sale for 2 days. So it looks like they're going to draw a nice crowd, and I'm sure as each tour stop goes through, there'll be probably a sellout or close to it. But Blackface fans are so acute in defending him at all cost. That has nothing to do with nothing. That they are going to tour sales ticket master data to try to find to diss somebody who's evidently going to do well on the tour themselves.
They're going to do better than most of the fans that are listening to them.
Well.
The niggas that's talking shit, not making nowhere near what these niggas is going to make.
By the way, Killer, it's called the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Is that what that is? The Toronto Stock Exchange?
TSX.
All right, so he's that. There's no doubt about that. And it's interesting, as you would feel like we're dissing him. Does anybody ever hear all the credit we gave him for all the money?
Under the new rules, we're giving him all kind of props. We're not haters. We're not haters. We want him to make as much money as he possibly can.
I mean, I said he's a walking economy. He's the Canadian Stock Exchange.
Super successful.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that I said all of that. You know, okay?
We have.
But you know what he's not?
That's what they
hear. An MC.
This is when the ears perk up. See, all that other shit.
You know what he's not? He's not an MC. You know what he's not? He's not even good at faking being a fake MC. So, but
he's a bad tough guy too. You're a bad tough guy.
Oh, guy, he's a horrible tough guy. Yeah.
Don't do the tough guy stuff.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah, trying to sit back there and do this Don Corleone thing. You know,
look at me. You're talking to a computer, bruh.
Oh man.
So yeah, I can't do it.
So can we be? Did we get enough of that?
I mean, it just never really was. It really was nothing to get excited about. And then
it was an opportunity for these cats to make a great bookmark in hip hop rap history.
Okay.
But they blew it.
So every generation kind of does that, but you are not hearing Kumo D, Busy B. You are not hearing KRS-One, MC Shan, Shantae, Juice Crew, you know what I'm saying? Hell, even the Roxanne Wars, which was largely set up at the beginning, staged by Full Force and the people at Select Records, had more traction than this because everybody all over the country got in. and at least had a word. Okay.
Some dogs, some aunties, some grandmas.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The parents of Roxanne, one of my favorite joints.
He said parents of Roxanne. Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Foresight Records. I think that's your boy down Florida, I think. You know what I mean?
Man.
So, yeah. So, you know, that wasn't obviously LL Cool J, you know, Ice-T or LL Cool J, Kumo D, or LL been through the fire with that. Okay? Yep. Nah, wasn't that. You know, I probably, maybe my, our man Kurt G's favorite time, you know, a D-block state property.
This ain't that, for
that's
sure.
Definitely not that.
No, definitely not that.
That's when the bars were strong.
And even when they had the opportunity to have the biggest of this time, it could have been Nas and Jay-Z, but it is not.
Oh, right. Again, I was going to name that. Yeah, not, it's not Nas and
because
Nicole.
It's got the big dudes. It's got the big dudes of this time.
That's why, I said on, that's why I said on the text chain, I was like, yo, this is when we were built different because the biggest, it was the biggest. And I always like to call that record the document that Cam put out. Thank you for throwing that up on the
You're
text
welcome,
chain.
Sir.
But it's a document. You know, everybody, you know, who always, and then of course, down that they died down a little bit when it continued to puff up Hove or whatever. But no, let's not forget, you know, the Cam. Threw him under the bus. Camden wasn't rapping bars. I give you that.
Right,
but boy,
right.
He got thrown up under there.
He pulled a Adonis on him. I'm not a writer. I'm a biter. He switched the lyrics on that ass.
Yeah. I'm a writer. I'm a biter. I just love that, yo. You know, this wasn't common bitching you.
So,
all right,
let's no, not even fucking close. But let's get out of this. But let me ask this question so we can get out of it. Can we just put it to bed because your boy, the Canadian Stock Exchange, Toronto Stock Exchange, he came up with this. What was it? 2 days to respond when he was working with Meek Mill or whatever.
He
himself set that tone, that rule, right? So he is a tremendous failure when it comes to that because that AI shit don't count.
I wonder why people who represent this and you know academics and the like just straight out and be like, you know what, we are not good at this. As a generation, we ain't good at this. So please, let's get away from disc records. Let's get away from battle records. Let's get away from that. We're not good at that. Why wouldn't somebody of a generation like an academic say, we're not good at this?
Well, you speak to the wrong horse.
Let's stop it.
That's his lane, loving that shit, B. There's no way he's going to talk it down.
What do you love?
He loves that shit because it's not about the battle, B. It's about the drama.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's about the drama.
I got you.
And he loves that shit.
And he loves the drama.
The drama is the battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't the lyrics. It ain't the bars or, oh, did you hear he said? Because I listened to the Ross record somewhat, but I can't tell you a bar.
The Ross record was excellent, though.
Okay.
The Ross record was excellent. That's why there's a Richard Ross exemption.
And Snoop Dogg got good ad-libs.
So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Shots fired.
Uh-oh,
we're going to separate. Now, I'm just looking at it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, celebration of 30 years of Illmatic. Speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, before we get into the actual 30 years Illmatic, I want to address the Snoop Dogg ad-libs.
Oh.
Not
that would fly by.
No, because a couple of weeks after that whole thing, Nas and Preem put out a record, which you were like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, well, the beat wasn't that good, and that was from Preem, and I'm a Preem guy. Snoop got a better beat. Preem mailed that Nas beat in, B.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue that at all. But
I'm,
at
I'm
least
just
I didn't have to hear another 2022 sounding record. So
come on, B.
It's Preem, B.
Yeah, it's Preem, but I'm saying even Preem is not above reproach.
No, nobody is. Nobody is, B. And I'm not saying it. I wasn't like, yo, that's a 10. I said, that's what I'm talking about. Something different than what we have been hearing on the side for a long time, and we have been asking for our hero MCs to get on a Preem track or somebody of that stature, and they did it. So that's why I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Who knows what the album would sound like?
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. But we'll agree to disagree. I think overall, the Snoop record is still better than the Nas's record. Nas is certainly, clearly better lyrically than Snoop. I mean, no one, you could fall down and hit your head on that fact. Okay.
We got a good, we are in agreement there, B. It's, right. We don't even need to discuss that any further. We good.
Right, we can leave it at that. So let's transition into the 30th anniversary of Illmatic. Illmatic, I said this before on a lot of shows, is albatross around his neck.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see him feeling the same way Jimi Hendrix felt about Purple Haze.
Damn.
It got to the point, as big as that record was and all the hits that came on that album, Jimi Hendrix got to the point, you know what I'm saying, before he passed away, he was like, I do not want to play it anymore. I don't want to play it. Prince with 1999. He said, I'm going to play this at 99 and I'm never playing this again. I think Illmatic is that for Nas. You know, you're the Nas people. Yo, New York State of Mind. You know what I'm saying?
It's what do you call albatross around his neck? Because it just came out so incredible that it changed. It shifted things, and I can understand. You know what I'm saying? Does Dolly Parton want to sing 9 to 5 anymore? You know, stuff like that. But it's that's what made you, bruh. Well, that's not what made him. What made him was that Live at the Barbecue, right?
No doubt.
What really put him on. But that album did not let down at all. And it still stands 30 years.
Well, let's be honest now. Let's look at this through two different lenses. Through our lens, it's a testament. You look at the producers on that joint from Primo, the Pete Rock, Large Professor. You know what I'm saying?
Q-tip. Just
Q-tip. I mean, yeah. Good God. That's
all-star.
That's Hall of Fame. That's first ballot Hall of Famers right there. So yep. You look at the producers and you look at the everything surrounding the record. The record, now you switch the lens. You're at the doctor's office. He switches the lens to another. Why y'all saying it's successful? It didn't sell.
Oh, my goodness.
Illmatic did not sell.
It wasn't about that at
now,
that time.
It was a different time, because trust me, plenty of bootlegging. Those were the years of bootlegging.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, cats couldn't, you know, CDs were still very expensive. Cats is going to the bootleg cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout to Nas. I mean, he's handling as best he can. Obviously, he's going to make some money off of it. He's going on tour. I was going through the thing. Of course, you got the merch collection out there, Mass Appeal. So if you want to pick up some Illmatic merch.
You know, his portfolio is kind of thick, too. He's got all kind of business acumen.
Yeah, of course, no doubt. So I don't know what to say. It's easy for us to sit back and say, oh, man, Illmatic is just nuts. It doesn't translate.
No, it's a Young totally Bowls, different sound.
Yeah, Young right? Bowls. Yeah, Young Bowls would never see it. You would never hear it.
They can't.
You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead, Kurt.
Oh, so they can't hear it because it's not from their era.
That's not what
they were raised up on. It's not what what their heroes make. Their heroes don't make that type of music. That's just dinosaur music to them. They hear it and they say, okay, that's that head nod, boom bap, but I don't hear what you're hearing.
No,
that shit sounds, you say that's fire? That's not fire. Did you hear that new Future? That shit's fire. Did you hear that new
Tony Montana remix?
Right. Did you hear that new whatever his name is? That's fire. That shit you talking about, where the fuck is it? I don't hear that shit.
It's very interesting when I do the compare and contrast, because all those records and the records that are sampled or previous our generation, mostly old jazz records and the like. And so when I pull out the jazz records, the CTI collection I got here, the Chick Corea's and all the stuff that we sampled. We weren't raised on that. But that's our musical inspiration way before us. And that sort of line doesn't follow with this generation, because anything prior to when they decided that they were hip and cool is nothing. I just find that interesting.
Well, it's not going to last because they're going to get older and they're going to get tossed to the side just like they try to do with us. But you know, I'm sure some of them, just like us, will still be in their 50s loving their music. But I pretty much think that they're going to fall off way harder than our soft shoe folks that left us too. It's going to be hard to be 50 talking this crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
They talking in these records.
You can't be toting a chopper at 60, nigga.
Oh, really?
Spraying down the block. You know what I'm saying? I had to spin the block.
Yeah, he spin the block.
Yes, what you saying? Niggas is going to be listening to whatever the smooth new music is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or who music.
Mm. Yep. No. So you mean to tell me no 30-year anniversary for...
Come on, reach now. Reach. Reach and I'll kill you. Tell me, like, seriously right now, seriously, of this ilk, this general pop right now that's running the music, what record can, I mean, I know you were kind of joking, but can you think of one fucking record? They're going to be playing Drake. They're going to be playing Future. They're going to be playing 2 Chainz in 30 years.
I think they're going to play
the
those.
Now record. In 30 years.
No matter what, again, and like I said, this is the reality, even though I still don't think it ages well, but the reality is that they will, 30 years, play a lot of the blackface records.
Oh, definitely.
I think that it'll be pared down significantly. They'll play the biggest hit from Future, Metro Boomin, whatever that may be. Right. I think they're just gonna squeeze down and play kind of like the biggest hit. I don't think you're gonna have that anniversary. Yeah, they don't play albums now, so you're not gonna have that Illmatic anniversary. You know, you're not gonna have that Aquemini anniversary.
Damn. Oh, they're gonna have it. They're gonna have that Take Care anniversary.
I can't see it.
I can't imagine. They're
the ones that do this shit now. All these lists and shit that they put out. That's the generation that's doing it. So you think they're not gonna take up for their man and make him like he wanted to? They're already trying to shoehorn him in as one of the faces of hip hop, the biggest faces. Like, he is in line with all the names that you can name before him. He's right there. So they already shoehorning him into that spot. So you think they're not gonna step him in and be like, yo, Drake, 30 years anniversary of this, because that's their generation. They're going to be older. They're fans of the music. So they're going to have to pick it up.
Remember Young Jeezy?
Yep.
What was that, about 15 years ago?
Okay.
Where is he?
Jeezy wasn't Drake.
He was the man.
He was the man. And Jeezy's still getting love, but he's not Drake. Drake is still putting out music right now.
Or is AI putting out music? Right?
Either way, he's saying he's still relevant because AI is the shit now.
Your boy Trent Razor, like I bring up the other week, your boy Trent Razor is like, yo, you know, you can just put out a slab of music if you Drake. Just you can, you know, keep feeding that if you're him. But if you're a real musician, you know, you're going to have trouble out there because you're going to be concerned about quality. Boy, Trent Razor.
But that's a different world when you got somebody like Trent Reznor doing some shit like that. But that's a different world because he comes from a different generation. When he says some shit like that, he's a dinosaur compared to these niggas. And the music that they like, they don't give a fuck about quality. They don't give a fuck about mastering. They don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Only thing they care about is what they like. And is
they
it
care
going,
about the vibe.
Right, vibe, and is it going viral? There's a nigga make a dance to that shit on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? That's what they give a fuck about.
All right, that's what's up. All right, continue on the conversation. We're still in the Nas Supreme talk. Is it too late? Talking about generational, the long heralded, the long talked about, the long maybe the Nas and DJ Premier album.
After long awaited.
Well, look, before the 4 or 5 album run he had with Hit Boy, supposed to be that Preem joint. You know, and so now and then I'm thinking maybe Nas is looking at, because Nas is the type of guy, maybe seems to me a little bit more plugged in than most stars. You know, Nas is seeing the quality that Preem has been doing in L.A. with MC8 and others. You know, saying, oh, damn, okay, premium, you know, damn. You know,
yeah.
Can they get it done? And can they get it done? And will it be good? It's just a speculative question, I know.
Knowing Preem the way he is, he's a perfectionist almost. The way he likes to mix it and do everything and be right there in the mastering session.
Yes.
He wants to be right there when shit gets mixed. So I can see it being quality, sound real good. As far as hip-hop boom bap goes, it ain't going to sound on the level of that extra electronic shit, but it's going to sound, I think it'll sound real good. Now Nas is going to bring his A1 lyrics, I'm saying.
You think?
I'm thinking Nas is going to bring A1 lyrics to this.
I'm thinking, I'm betting. I don't know who. I don't know who, but I'm betting somebody, if the album comes out, who's going to be the one that, because these guys are very, very busy. Preem and Nas. They're, you know, this ain't like when you used to go to D&D for 2 weeks and smoke L's all day and then record throughout the night. This ain't right. Them days. You know, they're going to be doing a lot of mailing in.
Well, we hope not, and I know you feel like Preem mailed it in, but let's just,
on that one beat.
Because that's one record.
I'm a Preem guy, no doubt.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm going to just reserve. I don't want to,
I don't want to judge before it comes out, and
yeah,
if it comes out.
Yeah, I have no
idea. If it comes out, because like, this has been a long time waiting. This is on some Dr. Dre detox shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kind of. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
worse
it?
Actually, because Dr. Dre was after Nas, so
well,
right.
The thing about what you said about Detox is recorded, and Detox.
Yeah,
but check it out. And Detox is recorded, and if Detox is out in the era it was supposed to come out,
right.
Probably is fire
nuts.
Right?
You know what I mean?
But he done recycled that joint so many times. He done gave those beats away to other people.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Thought too long. Think long, think wrong, brother.
You say study long, study wrong.
No doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is kind of off the cuff. I don't watch regular TV. I just do a lot of zombieing on YouTube or whatever. Came across a crazy good interview with Open Mike Eagle interviewing Dante Ross.
Mm. Wow.
Absolutely. Talk about gems being dropped, talking about his time at Elektra Records and the time that he signed KMD, Brand Nubians, a solo Pooh Bah, and Leaders of the New School. Absolutely gems dropping. Gems.
Wow. You said it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Open Mike Eagle interviewing him. Actually, it's like 2-3 years old, I think. I never seen it before, but Dante Ross is dropping a lot of gems. Talking about when he first got to Elektra and he's doing the KMD and then kind of right after that, the Brand Nubian record, that the African-American music people up at Elektra was like, I don't want to hear that. I don't even want to be involved with that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it mimics the fact that Anita Baker was up at Elektra at that time.
Right.
And what happened to that?
Anita.
Yeah. And so, of course, the KMD record comes out and it doesn't really sell. And so, of course, the Black Music Division is still like, yeah, see, I'm trying to tell you, get him and these thugs out of here. And whatnot. The Brand Nubian record comes out and does a lot better and whatnot. And he talks about how difficult it was to work with each of the groups, you know. Now, he said KMD was, you said you could see the genius in them and it would have taken time to develop them, but you could have seen the genius. And he said he gets asked about MF Doom, the late MF Doom, more than anybody else because obviously he was in the KMD. Great stories about Brand Nubians, yo. Talked about how lazy Grand Poobah he thought Grand Poobah is.
Wow.
He was like, you know, he was like, really, if he put the work in, he really should have gone down as one of the greats, you know, because he's the one. And if you look back at this time, he was like, you know, Puffy took a lot of style and a lot of swag from Grand Poobah. you know, with Mary J. and all of, you know, that whole that whole New Rochelle era. He said, that's Poobah. He said, that's not Puffy. You know, I was like, oh, this is gems. I don't know nothing about. He's just dropping crazy gems. You know what I mean?
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
I'd like to watch that.
Great. Talked about when Poobah left Brand Nubian, right? And then talk about how Lord Jamal and the rest of the members of Brand Nubian were determined to make a record, you know, that was going to blow Poobah away or at least outsell him. And they did that. And he said they worked their butts off or whatever, you know. Talked about how did his production team stimulated dummies. He got their name from Busta Rhymes. He said, because they be all high and dusted in the studio. And he said Busta Rhymes would walk in the studio. And he was like, you know, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of stimulated dummies. And he said it stuck. And SD50s was just stimulated dummies short. You know, it was just crazy. You know what I mean?
There it is.
Yeah. Over My Eagle, great interview with Dante Ross. The whole era at Electric Records, yo. Said, and then finally, leaders of the new school were impossible to work with.
I can believe that.
He said they were impossible to work with. Total disorganization, just fighting, turmoil. Yeah. He said they were impossible to work with. So he was like Brand Nubian.
Stop story.
Yeah, he was like Brand Nubian could be difficult. He was like their biggest problem was that Poobah didn't show up to a lot of events and was lazy. Said they could be difficult, but they got the job done. So. Anyway,
well, there's mad stories about Poobah and that whole situation, trying to be the man and all that. So that I can believe that too.
No doubt. But Poobah is still one of my favorite cats, though. I love his style.
Well, you're welcome for me bringing that up on the text chain, because I didn't even see the story you're talking about. I wanted to get away a little bit from what we was getting on in there. So I said, let me think of an MC that everybody loves, but ain't not one person said he was on their personal yet, so I just threw it out there.
Well, it's funny you said that, because Poobah himself, certainly everybody knows he would be in the top 50 of all time, and when you put him in there, where he lands on that is depends on, I guess, how much you like his style. I've been listening to, I listened to 2000. I didn't listen to Real to Real, but I went back and listened to 2000. Poobah's very easy flow is very enjoyable. Yeah. And, you know, and since I don't have 2000 on vinyl, I guess I'll look for that.
Uh-oh, there it is. There it is.
Indeed. All right.
Christmas time's coming.
Well, but you know, you got those prices for certain records.
You're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Christmas time ain't going to help you with those prices.
You get one gift. You get one thing.
No doubt. All right. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we want to give a shout out to those who have passed on this week. We want to first give a shout out to Rico Wade.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
East Point, Georgia. Shout to him. Yes, Dungeon Family is one third of the successful production team Organized Noise.
History making.
History making beyond the pale. Obviously, the groups, you can name them, Outkast, Goody Mob, TLC. I mean, obviously, Sleepy Brown Records, En Vogue, Nappy Roots, Ludacris, and others. I mean, and the Dungeon Family themselves. Made me think about the Dungeon Family before they blew. And they go to Rico Wade's mom's house, actually in a dirt dungeon.
Basement. Like in PA.
Dirt basements.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfinished. A dirt basement. You got MTV down there. You got Fat Five Freddy down there. I mean, so, you know, rightly so. Because these guys, you know what I'm saying, and shout to everyone in the Dungeon Family, Organized Noise, they had a production standard. I'm going to call it.
Oh, yeah.
They had a production standard. You know, I didn't, even just doing the research, I didn't know that those three people wrote Waterfalls from TLC, one of the biggest records ever.
Wow.
I mean,
I didn't know that either.
They wrote that record.
I knew that one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that one.
So, anyway, shout to them. Anyway, it goes on to say the dungeon name given to the. Right, the basement where all these people recorded all those early demos or whatever. Organized Noise is also credit for jumpstarting the rise of Southern hip hop in the early to mid 90s. I guess you would give them that credit. I also didn't know that he was Future's cousin.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that? No.
Yeah. I knew that one, too.
I didn't know that. So, but anyway, I don't know. First of all, I don't mean to offend folk. Well, I did say on the text chain, I wish Atlanta still sounded like that. Maybe some folks got offended by that. I didn't mean that. But as a production standard, some of the best ever. It's not New York. It's not Boom Bap. But what it is excellent.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's its own excellence entity. You know, it just, I mean, even some old snobby cats from up north believe in that.
you don't like those recycled 808 new beats?
Well, B, you know, I wish Atlanta still sounded like organized noise, but
some of it does.
Indeed. Indeed. It does. And shout to those who are the keepers of that flame.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. And the next person we're going to give a shout out, to rest in peace, to Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. Simpson. Shout, he's from San Francisco, California. I didn't take a lot of notes on O.J. I mean, why?
None needed.
I mean.
He was a great football player who had a crazy life after football. There you go. There you go.
The life was crazy.
The life after football was crazy.
Boy, I tell you what, man, they were covering that and just thinking about that, and you know, obviously the white Bronco and the Johnny Cochran's, and that whole scene was just unbelievable.
Talking about the slow vehicle chase.
Yeah,
I don't even know why they call that a chase. How you chase?
Follow is a follow.
Follow. Like, how's that a chase at that speed?
Yeah, it's
they could have went around him and got in front of him anytime they wanted.
He in the back, you know, holding a knife and shit. Al Callings and shit on the phone. Just the whole thing crazy, yo. You know what I mean? But I have to say this. You know, I really have to say this. I generally, white folks who are really always and always going to be sore about that. I just think that African Americans celebrated the victory over the system.
Exactly.
Yep. We did not.
We didn't give a damn about OJ.
We didn't care about OJ.
Nope, not at all.
Because OJ was a nut.
It was more Johnny Cochran winning than OJ winning, honestly.
And look, whatever the case, I mean, and that's the thing. Everybody is like, you know, like African Americans in the tank for OJ. Man, we don't care about OJ. Like that.
We didn't care about
it
that.
It was just a victory. He just happened to be the one who got a victory.
Right.
And like you said, it was probably more Johnny Cochran than anything. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But they really, you know, they were, you know, in some quarters really whooping it up. And okay, that's fine. You can have that. But you whipping it up for nothing because we weren't in that for him. And to show how much of a nut he was in doing a 9-year bid After that. And you didn't want nobody out hooping for him.
Nobody wasn't talking about free orange juice.
Nah, exactly.
Nope. And we've said, not personally we, but our community has said free so-and-so to a lot of nut Negroes. You know what I'm saying? T-shirts with free whoever on it when they know damn well.
I know, right?
But just real quick, from OJ living out here in Vegas, that, you know, of course he was ad nauseum on the news out here when that happened, and they were telling about how he was, you know, people of all shades was talking about how they see him just randomly in all these restaurants and places out here, and how nice he was, this, that, and the other. Well, good for them that they got to see that. It's unfortunate that his life after football was as crazy as it was. But yeah, like you said, when you look at it for real, we weren't riding for OJ Orenthal. We weren't riding for him. We were riding the system lost this time. And Johnny Cochran made it worth watching.
Right. But a note to people that was yucking it up, like they're so happy that he died.
That's crazy.
Right. That was going to happen anyway. The same thing's going to happen to you. You're going to die too. Everybody dies. So you're yucking up what? Something that's going to happen anyway.
Yo, what's that dude? What is Bruce Jenner's name now?
Oh, Caitlyn.
Oh, that dude that person was like, good riddance. Like, are you serious?
So when you go and one of his kids say good riddance to you,
oh my goodness.
What's going to happen?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Just more hate being spewed back and forth.
Unnecessary.
He's gone, yo. That should be anybody that had anything negative about OJ. The fact that he has left this earth should be good enough for you, and you don't need to say nothing else about it, yo. Ain't nobody going back saying, "Yeah, he won the case. He didn't kill." We're not saying none of that. But when somebody passes away, yo, unless it's a demon, and yeah, you may think OJ's a demon, but the court said no, so. That's where it is.
Instead of getting mad at your court system the way we do when we get innocent people go to jail for nothing that didn't do anything, y'all should have got mad at the court system. Maybe something would change if y'all get mad at the court system.
How can they get mad at the court system? Because it works for them so well. It didn't work in that one instance.
Right.
You see, people, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're running around really like, you know, these people who's OJ supporters. Not OJ supporter.
Nah.
Never really was, you know what I mean? Although I remember back in the days, you know, I forget the name of the shoe company that OJ used to rock back in the 70s. I remember Little League football having a pair of them OJ cleats, but I forget the name of the company.
Damn, was OJ wasn't Pony, was he?
Nah, he wasn't Pony. Oh, it was something with a spot on it. I remember, but I don't, I don't remember. But anyway, but you know, rest in peace, O.J. Simpson, man. I mean, you know, wow, just crazy. You know what I mean? All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is very quickly is we haven't had one of these in a while, and it is the world famous Count and the Amount.
I mean, it's so prevalent, shit. It's almost an outdated topic.
Well, that's true. But
since we're here,
yeah, no doubt. Your boy is, I'm trying to get the right name on here, rapper NBA Youngboy, federal judge in Baton Rouge, has signed a request from federal prosecutors for bond revocation after NBA Youngboy, the rapper, was arrested on 63 charges, state charges in Utah.
63,
right? Huh? In Utah.
Don't know what he was doing in Utah.
That's a Mormon state, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
He said he was supposed to be on house arrest in Utah ahead of a Baton Rouge trial on gun charges. Mm. All right. So it says investigators in Cache County, Utah, said the rapper and others were caught contacting pharmacies across Utah to fill phony prescriptions.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
There's the meat, the potatoes, and a side order steak.
According to court records, NBA Youngboy and others used phony prescriptions to obtain various prescription drugs, including but not limited to promethazine, codeine.
It just gets better.
Yep, it said they hit your boy NBA Youngboy with 63 charges, and his attorney did not hit us or the writers of the article back for a comment.
Make that steak for me, yo.
So,
damn, killer. You know, you work in that arena. You know, when them doctors prescribe them scripts now, it ain't just no little piece of paper that they sign on. They have electronic shit nowadays. So I don't know.
Yeah,
what they was
that's true.
About.
I mean, I don't know, but it was phony prescriptions. So. I mean, the doctor signs it. He puts his NPI number on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then usually it's an electronic prescription sent to the pharmacy. I've never seen a paper prescription in 10 years.
Yeah,
but Utah, we don't know. Utah, people like Utah, West Virginia, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be old school still.
Yeah, it could be old school. So, but again, now I'm just asking a question here. NBA Youngboy is one of the generation's finest. And it sounds like a dumb question. I'm sorry, but he's supposed to be one of the generation's finest, and I'm thinking he should be paid, and you know, above it.
But see, there's
never broke again.
Yeah, I mean that's what the name.
B, I'm gonna chalk this up to nut nigga shit.
Oh, okay,
the nigga probably has a lot of money. Probably makes a lot of money on his shows, but he a nut nigga. You can't take the nut nigga out of a nut nigga.
So
you can't.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
He just said pause.
I know he did, but you can't. You just can't. You're a fucking nut. You're a fucking nut.
So
you're just gonna do nut ass shit.
What I want to know is that okay? If he makes good money in his shows, and let's say he's got a good concert gate, and it, and his streaming revenue is really dope, I gotta figure he's rich enough to have concierge medicine, where, you know, I remember when I got my new healthcare plan and they wanted to find a doc. So I'm going through the pages and I find a doc. I call one. The doc is like, okay, I want to let you know, or the secretary, I want to let you know that this isn't a normal practice. This is a concierge medicine practice. And I was like, oh, really? She said it's an initial $5,000 upfront and then X amount of money. But the doctor is available 24/7. You know, no wait. You know, none of that. It's concierge. He's on call for you. I gotta think that this cat didn't need phony scripts at pharmacies.
B, it's a side hustle for these niggas.
Side hustle.
It's a way that this looks like dealing drugs on the corner, B. You know what I'm saying? A nigga could be a millionaire
several
times over, and it's just money. It's just a way to make more money. He ain't investing his money in stocks and all that other shit. Maybe he is, but instead of doing that, this is what he's doing. He's taking chances. Instead of in the stock market, he's taking chances doing phony scripts online. You know what I'm saying?
And never forget, money makes you more of what you already are, B.
Nut nigga.
Okay, I'm just saying, but NBA Youngboy is a type of cat who is being photographed with large sums of money. So he needs a side hustle?
B, it ain't enough.
It's never enough, B. Billionaires want more money, nigga.
Yep.
Okay, I get
that. You think Elon Musk has stopped trying to make money? You think he's like, fuck it, I got enough money, I don't need no more.
That's real.
Elon Musk is still trying to make money, B.
Yeah, but Elon Musk is... I don't like
Musk. You
don't
know what he doing.
But
he's still trying to make money, money, though.
Yeah.
He's still trying to make profits.
We think that Musk is doing traditional business practices and investments. But, yeah, you're right. Musk, you don't know what's up.
They never get enough money.
Exactly.
They never get enough money. It's cheap as some of these motherfucking billionaires are. You would think they wouldn't need to be doing none of that shit no more.
And so I ask again. I ask representative of a young, bold generation, you know, to be like, you know, wow, what's good? I'm going to give you an example. And I'm going to give you a tragic example from our generation. Okay, but unfortunately, Jam Master Jay blew his money.
Yeah.
And guess what?
And was selling drugs.
But he blew his money. Okay, let's not put that... Now, I'm not giving him an excuse, because Ron and D had plenty of money and still living off their money.
We go back to Crush Groove, and we saw who Jam Master Jay was. He showed it early, and it became tragic in real life.
So if NBA Young Bull is that, then...
But I don't think he's that, B. I really don't. I think the nigga probably got money, but it's just a side hustle, just something to make on the side. Side money, B. Just, I'm doing this. Oh, it's niggas running scams. It's just money, B.
Okay.
You don't think he's just trying to stay street?
How you staying street playing on the internet, B? That ain't playing street.
It's the internet streets these days.
Well, I tell you one thing.
Look at me.
I tell you one thing. He's a garbage rapper. So I'm gonna tell you that.
I think I remember back we were saying he's one of the saying a lot. But
no,
I
said
best of his ilk.
I'm assuming from a young bull would tell me he's one of the high regarded guys.
Gotcha.
From my perspective, you know what I'm saying. I wouldn't even trust him mowing my lawn.
Damn. Never broke again.
Yeah. So no doubt. So hopefully, and I want to do this.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
I want to try.
I was about to say he need bail again.
Oh,
that's funny. See what he did there? That's funny.
Yep.
What I want to do, and it's going to be very difficult. I'm letting the general public know. What I want to do is try to set up a new thing here. People in the news, in the news that we cover, and includes even some commercial cats. I want to as best you can next week, listen to a record that we shouldn't listen to, and then we can come in and talk about it.
Let me get the criteria here.
Okay,
first.
The person in the news.
Somebody in the news.
Yes.
That we shouldn't be listening to.
That we probably would never listen to. So I'm going to name the records to keep people guessing. Okay, I think next week, just so we can talk about, from a musical standpoint, not the rumor mill, P. Diddy, Press Play.
The whole album?
Yes. We should listen. Look.
Is that the old one?
No, that's just a record. I don't know when it came out. I know he had a record out. I seen a picture called Press Play. I think we should listen to that from a musical standpoint. Now, look.
Boy. This is tough homework, right?
Whatever you got to do, if it's just a 30-second smell test, I understand. Okay? I'm not mandating you have to stick a fork in your eye listening to that. That's what I'm not doing here. But at least get P. Diddy, Press Play, the 30-second smell test so we can talk about it musically.
God. Is that one with this fucking, like, cobalt blue with his robot face on it?
I think so. I think so, yes.
Damn, B, you could have gave us the Love album, any fucking thing, but you want to fuck with Press Play?
Yeah, Press Play. We're going to listen to P. Diddy Press. And going forward, you know, and this may be for other people as well, and it doesn't have to be in a negative sense in the media. He just happened to be in the media for reasons that...
Yes, that's the fucking album with his robot face on that shit.
Yeah,
that's
it.
God damn it.
I can tell you right now, I listen to that, never play again.
You see what he did there?
He's definitely going to get the 30 seconds on this one, B.
Okay.
Definitely.
And that's good enough. And we could talk about that next week. So, look at Kirchy. He's totally sideways right now.
Jeez. Yeah, because you threw a haymaker with this shit.
Yeah, definitely a haymaker. And I'm not going to totally front on Mr. Diddley. Because he's got some songs that I like that he's on.
Okay.
There's some songs that he's on that I like.
Well, you can hate me now, but it's not going to be good.
No, that's not one of the ones I like.
You can... All right, that's what's up. All right, so I guess we're ready for the Digital Freaks
No, we're not. Remember, I had to write something down for the next show.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fresh in your brain, so you might have to scramble a little bit.
Okay.
But we were going to talk about some Mount Rushmore producers.
Oh yeah, we did talk about
now,
that.
Now, you can push it on to the next show.
No, I'm ready. I find it difficult. I find that topic difficult, Mount Rushmore producers, because...
Eras, B.
I believe the Mount Rushmore has to represent eras.
Exactly.
So, this is off the cuff. When I do first-generation producers, I do first Mount Rushmore, Larry Smith.
Definitely.
Yep.
I do Rick Rubin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's first generation. I do Mantronics.
Okay.
I do Curtis Mantronics. And the last one was, I was struggling with this. I was struggling, really, really
Duke
struggling.
Duke Booty don't get no love?
Who?
Duke Booty don't get no love?
Mount
Rushmore, I guess.
No, but look, Duke Booty could get love, and that's one of the names that I was struggling with. Mm. To be honest with you, I'll give you the three names that I was struggling with. It was Duke Booty, it was Howie T, and Herbie Lovebug.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would probably get Howie T, but Herbie got a lot of
I ended up with Herbie. Yeah. I ended up with Herbie Lovebug.
Yeah, Herbie got a lot of
So that was like first generation for me.
And I think we would all agree with that.
Okay.
Because you said at least three of them that I would have said, yes.
So, but then, okay, then you take the next generation, and then that's when you start, then you go Molly Mall.
Yep.
Okay.
Set G get love?
Yeah, I was gonna say Set G.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to put Set G in there. Lot because it was a different time. A lot of 12 inches, a lot of ultra 12 inches.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt about that.
KRS too. Wasn't Set G nothing with KRS too?
Ooh.
No, I don't know.
Can you produce some joints for KRS?
I don't think so. Okay. Off the top of my head, you really got the 50-year-old brain smoking now.
Okay.
Okay, somebody said Bomb Squad.
Yeah, yeah, I said
Oh,
it.
Definitely Bomb Squad.
Yeah, somebody said Bomb Squad, you know. So, yeah, we're going to have to continue this next week.
But the next generation after that starts, it's too many to name. Because
that's
when you start coming in with the primos.
Pete Rock.
With the Pete Rocks.
Pete Rock,
and the Dre's.
RZA.
It's too many. It's way too many to start naming.
Well, RZA, I think, would come later. I'm talking about when you start that premiere, you probably start the class with premiere. You know, well, no, you wouldn't start the class with premiere. You start the class with Pete Rock. Or maybe then Large Professor.
Wow.
Preem. I mean,
you got a whole lot of people in there.
Right. So
you got Lord Finesse and all of them. It's too many. Too many. That whole DITC is too many of them.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Wow, it's too many of them.
So you would, I think that you would have to take it each generation and put the Mount Rushmore for first generation, second generation, you know, on and on. For whatever, you know, whatever that is.
People, but that's fair, though. That's being fair.
Yeah, because...
because there's no way you could put Pete Rock against Metro Boomin or whatever the fuck.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Right, right. It's a whole different generation. That's
what right.
coming
Can't
to
do
a
it.
Whole nother shit.
So the experts on the text chain, I'm curious, in this generation right now, give me your four top now. I'm curious.
Of this generation.
Of this
right
generation,
now.
Yeah. It's a shout out to the text chain. The experts on the text chain.
How young, give though? Because there's different generations of this generation.
No, I'm talking about this generation.
Right. You got the Mike Wills and the Metro Boomins.
Well,
and
I'm
all
not
them.
Talking, but they were earlier. I'm talking about now. I'm talking about right now. Who's the guys right now?
Kanye West.
See, Kanye comes in.
But see, Kanye
could get his face up there on that mountain.
Generation,
in a couple generations. He could get up there twice.
I'm not giving him that 808 shit.
He gets it, B.
I'm no
he,
way.
He started a whole
no
shit
way.
With that.
He
started a whole
did,
shit with
no
that.
No doubt. He did.
You can blame that nigga.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got to get that out, because that is definitely a headbanger.
We're going
to
continue that. We have to continue that. Generational.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and firm up some real list here, but it's the people who get left off that I'm going to be like,
It's too many.
It's funny because, again, now the generation that you have another generation, I mean, then it starts with Jay Dilla.
You guys want to say, because nobody even said Dilla.
Well, no, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. When you're doing generations, I mean,
like, we didn't even get the Dilla generation.
You didn't even
yet.
Get the Dilla. Right. And I think Dilla and Kanye are in the same Rushmore
around
class.
Kanye's after Dilla.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, but I think they might still be in that same class, though. But I, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I just, you know, so yes.
No point. Kanye had heads knocking, boy.
But Kanye, I'm telling you, Kanye gets it up there twice for two different generations.
Mm. And it's funny you said that. Yeah, really quickly, one name. It's funny you said that. Where do you put him? Do you put Dre in there? But you put him in that early mid 90s. You put him in there at the Chronic.
You put him in there at
NWA, or do you put him in there at Surgery?
Damn.
No, not surgery.
You
got
to go back to NWA,
actually.
Okay,
I'm
not
getting in there from the surgery era.
He's not getting in
from the NWA era on. He could get in.
Really? Yeah. I mean, look, we're talking about
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, but you're talking about Surgery. Yo, he had at least three big techno records.
He had big records.
We're not talking about that.
That era is not the Dr. Dre that people know.
No.
You can play them records right now, and they'd be like, that's Dr. Dre?
Right. Okay. Okay, that's real. I just wanted to let that know. So, because, you know, when you do a deep dive and you're looking at people's careers, Dr. Dre, he had a official techno hip hop with Surgery. I think he produced the 808 breakbeat thing. I got those records in there. I know his name is on them. And not the World Class Wrecking Crew. They had at least one or two records out there.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Man. So...
There's some folks from the Detroit area that might be thrown in there, you know, besides Dilla. There's a couple other names out there, so.
Oh, right, indeed.
Black
Milk?
Black Milk, yeah.
Yeah.
Black Milk, oh,
Black Milk? I mean, your up boy in Detroit, God, his name should be off the tip of my tongue, Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, damn, he got the crazy name. What's his name?
You talking about Kev Brown.
Not Kev Brown.
Your boy, Apollo.
Apollo Brown.
Apollo Brown. Damn, yes. I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm tripping. Brown. I said Kev Brown. You're right. See, then you got that whole era.
Kev Brown, too, though.
You got Kev Brown to get in there, too.
But Kev Brown is in a niche, though. He's not... He's a man. He's family, but he's not...
He's not on that level era.
Yeah, he's not that level. For if it was DC, he's absolutely... Absolutely first face in there, one of the first faces.
DMV
in there, right?
Definitely, but, up there, top five, of course.
But overall, yeah, it'd be hard to, unless we, you know, adding some more faces.
All right, that's what's up. So, yes, we're going to have to really think about that generational Mount Rushmore producers. You know,
yes. It's just way.
Yeah, put more thought into that. You can get that press play 30 seconds. I'm good with that.
Ooh. That's what we're gonna get, B. I ain't gonna even
my
fold
man.
You.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's yeah, I'll give you the 30
I'm already trying to figure out ways to forget.
Oh,
to
my
listen
goodness.
To that shit. What it's kind on of my excuse notepad. Can I come
I can't
with?
Forget now.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so now are we ready for the Digital Freaks albums
we
of the week?
Ready now.
Digital Freaks albums of the week.
All right. Okay, there we go.
Toop.
Toon can get a spot. Toon
can get a spot.
We ain't even talk about Dungeon Family. All that shit. We just organized noise. All that shit.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it's crazy, right?
All right. Well, this week, we got brought to you by Matt. It's Gang Green, which consists of The Alchemist and Oh No.
Oh, No's one of my favorite cats, too.
Wow, with so, The Alchemist, yeah. too. Ooh, that, ooh.
That shit sounds great. Oh, I'm definitely okay. Now that see that's something I want to listen to.
Okay.
Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. Gang Green, which consists of The Alchemist and Oh No. Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. And then brought to you by me, Old Burger Beats, 74 out of time. Old Burger Beats 74 or 74 out of time. Brought to you by me and our man Pete. I think he might be out. I haven't heard anything from him for a while.
Okay, now we keeping the flame for Peter.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
He's been handling life, bro.
Okay,
yeah,
my bad.
Come on, man.
I didn't want to put it out him then.
Pete, you know, whenever you know, come on home, baby. So, no doubt. All right, so that's it, yo. Thank you for riding with us. We're going to connect and do what we do. Again, one more, again, to the Hip Hop Digest text chain. Four Mount Rushmore's today's. I don't know them. Educate me. Put me up. Who do you think are the four today? And we're going to work on the history part. So
there it is.
Shout out. Good night. Thank you for riding with us.
Holla at your mans and them.
One.
Educated in the school of hard knocks. Every day medicated, vacated in the land of the lost. Tossed from a loss to another loss. But I ain't trying to be the bearer of the motherfucking cross. Get it off. Any problem anybody got, get it solved. Take some motherfucking initiative, get involved. Cause I've been wondering where it all went wrong. And how long we really gonna let it carry on. I could have been a doctor. I could have been a nigga that shot ya. Winning the championship or winning an Oscar. I could have been a Baptist or a Pentecostal. But I give him a gospel of a different doctrine. East Coast instead of the West. My brother could be around and I could be linking the rest. I could have been the one they wanted to arrest to get a confession under the rest. I'm linking under the ground. Follow me now. I don't think y'all know that I hold a crown. Cause of the suffering ups and the downs, I could lead you to where bodies are found. Like OJ, like OJ, like OJ, like OJ. I be on the run like OJ. Fully grown black man like OJ. Why they love to hate like OJ? Don't know where to go with my white Bronco. But I be on the run like OJ. Fully grown black man like OJ. Why they love to hate like OJ? Don't know where to go with my white Bronco. But
One time for the hopes and the dreams. Lost in the sauce with the crooks and the schemes. Got me picking up a head of steam. I don't got a vendetta, I don't need to redeem anything. To get to the end of meaning, we hope that God intervene. Inconvene a committee on the little things. To bring an end to the arguing and bickering. And I don't need another enemy, I need a victory. While I'm plotting on a getaway from all the bullshit that's really getting in the way. I don't need to reiterate it when I stated this plain. We innovated when we evaded hating disdain. The venomous sentiments when shit gets inflamed. Got me putting my foot on the gas to switch lanes. I don't wanna collide with nobody manly pride. But either running hard or we going on a ride. I be on the run like OJ. Fully grown black man like OJ. One they love to hate like OJ. Don't know where to go with my white Bronco. But I be on the run like OJ. Fully grown black man like OJ. One they love to hate like OJ. Don't know where to go with my white Bronco. But follow me now. I don't think y'all know that I hold the ground. Cause of the suffering, ups and the downs, I could leave you where bodies are found. Like OJ. Like OJ. Like OJ, don't know where to go with my white Bronco, but
I'm a Pisces.
I'll arrive in a flying saucer, awesome, author, straight from the gutter, covered in camel, the manhole cover, tosser, turtle with the ooze dripping off the shell, I can smell all these crews getting softer, MC assaulter, the salt of the earth, the exalted, exhausted with all of this work, like Chris Kringle ethic, this single record pump poison in your veins, when the shit get injected, I eject it out the jet, parachuting while I'm shooting, suturing my wounds, y'all assuming that I'm human, but I'm not, when I'm shot, shit'll ricochet or shatter, incinerate a rapper, skin disintegrate the blacker. Ash flowing like active volcanoes. Rappers all play close, app is all Thanos. The herd thinner, let your wifey excite me. My psyche is mighty, I'm a textbook. Pisces, Pisces, Pisces.
I'm a Pisces, addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes, Nikes, Nikes. I'm a Pisces, Pisces, addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes, Nikes, Nikes.
Life of a Pisces, for Pisces.
I'm a Pisces, Pisces, addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes, Nikes, Nikes.
It's all about the money, money, money. Gotta get the cream, trying to take something from me. You can feel the stain where the guap's up and down like a stock exchange. Plotting on pocket change, guns get cocked and aimed. Little niggas watch what's in your pockets, it's not the same. The hood still saluting, I thank them, Donk and Shane. It's always the street talking, who got plaques on them. Only open newspapers up to put crabs on them, a lack of the bread. I had your stomach at the back of your ribs. When you hungry and can only see the back of your fridge. I'm too involved, my whole team charging, bucking toolies off. Niggas chasing in a plate like a rotating sushi bar. I'm still at it, rappers is ill-matic. Tucking still ratchets in fatigue, Ralph Lauren bill jackets. I knew from the jump they wouldn't like me. And if you don't like it, then fight me. Life of a Pisces, Pisces.
I'm a Pisces, a Pisces, a Pisces. Addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes. I'm a Pisces, a Pisces. Addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes, Nikes. Textbook Pisces, Pisces. I'm a Pisces, Pisces, addicted to girls' clothes and Nikes, Nikes, Nikes. Textbook Pisces, 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 Pisces,
Pisces. Say your
marvelous.
Cooking soul.
A couple generations later, and still we ain't formed as one to get the funds. Yo, it's ill in the cipher, it's many ciphers making deals with the machines to keep the teens asleep behind the wheel. Sent for Satan for the sensation, the greater information. Got you information for jail trips, the dope that made the scale trip, the polo sailing, grinding like my border tops, some kind of railing. Pounds of marijuana mailed in, burning the skunky that come rap like Return of the Mummy. How you learning? That's lessons from earner. From junkies, never let them see the product before you see the money. Whether you serving a fan or serving a snorter, this shit raw like war in reverse order. Too many poor black kids wanna be rich, forgetting about the Ricos on their team that scheme.
That's why we gotta teach these youngers, you know what I mean? So the same mistakes they gonna make, you know what I'm saying? Break the cycle, end the cycle, you know, start a new cycle.
I live my life in extravagance, percentages and averages. I double up on wrapping up the packages. The wicked is infinite, mention it, this shit's ridiculous. Triple up now, for me to them it's the difference. I was schooled by niggas that sold school ham on the belt line. I call Pro Tools, you sure the old news, the hip-hop fiends treat my raps like soul food. Been doing this since way back in 02. The things we go through to become a man, shit ain't been the same since I seen my first 100 grand. I'm in the coupe listening to Money Man. Let's talk about buying land, listen and understand. Making changes for the better. The bread and the cheddar, I dump off like a Beretta in the Vendetta. Plotting on riches, with the flow I'm something vicious. Who really cares if what you talking really fictitious?
Do you ever think of me?
This whole time I've been ducking from the dungeon that I locked up in the attic. Body bags full of microphones and mediocre habits. We done put us on the map and we done took it off the mattress. I'm a semi-automatic. Niggas know the math, but niggas don't know how to add it. I've been multiplying bags since the motive was the fabric. Never sold a half, but knew the block like it was average. Never had the weight, but always cared about the balance. Last night I had a dream of Martin in a palace. I was puffing on a black and mild while seeing the schematics. I was wilding on the balcony like bullets never happened. Snapping glass ceilings that were covering my mansion. Imagine an open range with shorty screaming handsome. With a mask up on her face, some big lashes and some ransom. Driving like a champion, give me all my space. I need my time and my rations. Prometheus has landed.
This shit sounds sneaky, right?
Yeah, I heard a rumor they were counting me out. Should've just moved their clocks forward, started counting me down. I had the world in my palm, so blame me for how the water got warm or how the bayou was torn. You seen a rose grow, rose gold, prickly thorns. Siren sounded, simply sounded like a distant alarm. Hit the block again and left it bruised. Circle back as I forgot the bruise. 6 o'clock, just like a brother's views. Sirens bled, raised their hands, set them back to snooze. Had a dream, woke, screaming out the blessed news. God's good, kids are fine, and my shorty wet. Day ended, kids sleeping in my shorty's breath. Deep stroking, never snitching, but deep throater. Always fire, it's like I'm keeping the heat quota. Come near me, I want me to keep the freeze off you. Come see me at the door, I'll take the keys off you.
Sit down, 97. Primo, D&D, y'all. That's right. I wanna speak a little truth about what guns is really about. Cause me being victim of guns, it was an experience of getting closer to God. Come on.
Since the day I was young, I had premonitions of an ending to come behind the brow of the next man's gun. It used to be fun when I'm the one doing the clapping. Now I'm facing my death, doing fast breath, no laughing. How can this happen? Holding my chest on the floor. Laid up, I sprayed up, dreaming to even the score. Bright lights all I saw, my life flashed before me. From a distance I heard a faint voice steady call me. I guess my time is here, suppress my fear already. Trying to breathe steady, feeling my legs getting heavy. Lord, don't let me die this young without leaving the sun. The carry tradition, listen, my life has just become a nightmare flick, visions are swinging the pool. Stick. Depicted by near death, I turn left and pull quick. Lost control of my mind. Flip the safety off the nine and squeeze. Chased him down, discharging rounds that fell on my knees. Reach for my heart, filling my chest, getting hot. I got caught. Vivid memories on how my gun dropped. Bullets ain't stopped. Lost all thoughts of me rapping. Trying to catch one before I die for self satisfaction. Get up off my knees, beg the Lord, please. Picked up the squeeze. Dip behind cars, bullet shells hitting the trees. Curse my enemies for being smart enough to take cover. Feeling my body shudder as I drop right in front of the poop place as hot shells hit the cheek of my face. Catch a bloody taste, watch my blood leave trace. Hennessy got me tripping, rushed the brew I was sipping. Feeling warm blood dripping, I seen them load a second clipping. Retreated, I've been defeated. My life is ice like popsicles. Open the door, hit the floor of the hospital. It's on, it's on.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons.
My heart
hearts racing, a casualty of confrontation. Hoping one day I'll awaken, feeling my body start shaking. I've been mistaken, retaliation to come soon. Holding my gun wound on the floor of the hospital room. A silent cry for help as I look at the ceiling. My inner feeling telling me to start healing. Not in a million years I would want to end here. Wiping my tears, thinking of my long lost career. In this business of rap, now I'm flat on my back. Trying to put in place the face of this enemy cat. Cardiac control, I put a hold on my soul. 22 years old and my life done took us on toll. My body fold for numerous feelings I felt. Laying there lonely, watching my homie scream for help. I hear a doctor yelling directions to the meds. Cut open my friends, bring me to the nearest bed. Half dead, my inner head screaming, losing my breathing.
Damn, I see demons.
Don't remember the good crumb, only the bad one. And now I can tell the depths of hell for evils I've done. Can't run, facing my worst of fears. Leaving my physical as my spiritual descent stairs. But wait, this can't be real. I feel the angel Jabril asking my name. Overlooking my blood stain, go chain. Easing my pain, for where he came I don't know. But he's telling me it's not the right time to go. Back of my throat, tube sucking the ooze from my mouth. As nurses run about trying to send me down south. Who shot ya? That's words from the D-Tech and the doctor. Before I got flown to Beantown in the helicopter.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection.
I stop breathing, damn, I see demons.
Getting closer to God.
Are you awake with cold feet? Feeling weak and can't eat. Seeing homies standing around with no sounds. I can't speak. Cheap hospital clothes and patched up bullet holes got me depressed. As I'm looking at my legs and my chest, I patched up five. Lucky that I had survived. Laying in bed with a naked head but alive. Recalling the night before, me trying to make sure I was staggering in through the hospital door. Root Seder, then flash to a no mobile respirator. Then flash back to me getting respite from my savior. I can't understand it. Must have been the way that they planned it in my commandment. I'm never taking life for granted. Remembering on my knees, begging please, don't let my soul get seized. Lost track of my thoughts, cause the DTs came and questioned me, testing me. Got secret thoughts of arresting me. Stop stressing me, cause ain't no confession, see. Funny, ain't it? Thought I was back in entertainment. Now my image is tainted, cuffed on my crutches for a raiment. Damn.